Hello and welcome to Sci Guys, the show where we talk about the crazy, weird, and wonderful stories from the science world. I'm Corey and I'm joined by the fifth Sci Guy, Noah Finch.
There are two of us here, that makes me the second Sci Guy.
This week we're talking about telephone toilet troubles. But first, I've got a question for you.
Hello, yes, here to answer.
Do you use your phone on the toilet?
Oh god, yes, I have much trouble with that.
Yeah, we were supposed to start at like 5:30, which I was late, and then you were playing a game, and then you were like, I need to go to the toilet first, and I was like, okay, that's fine. You go to the toilet, and I hear you doing multiple things. Should I list off the things I heard you doing?
Go ahead.
First, you were watching Reels. I assume it was Reels.
Yes.
And then you got a voice note from Steph about your album.
Yes, we're doing mixed notes. It's very, very important. I was working. I don't know. Are there any scientific rules that you shouldn't be working on the toilet?
Well, we'll find out. But I'm sitting here, everything set up, just doing my finishing touches. And then I hear Steph going, no, so it's going to be like, da-da-da-da. You know what I mean? Like, da-da-da-da-da-da.
Well, I tell them that you were listening to my entire album on a speaker and singing along to it while you thought I was in the bath, but I could hear you the whole time.
I'm sure you could hear me the whole time. I don't care. I'm your biggest fan.
You're not my mum.
I'm bigger than your mum.
Yeah, you're bigger than bigger my than you're your much mom. Bigger than Karen. That's
I've
fair.
Been to your gigs. I can see over everyone's head. I'm definitely your biggest fan. Anyway, we should talk about the toilet stuff. Hemorrhoids. Do you know what hemorrhoids are?
How personal are we getting?
So the thing about you is I don't think there is any way that we can do this without you being... as like too personal.
Hemorrhoids have they're part of my family life. Not as in like I'm friends with hemorrhoids.
Your dad comes over.
Yeah, you know.
He's like, look at my hemorrhoids. He pulls out like he's got his jacket. He's like, look at all these hemorrhoids that I've got.
Well, no, those are other sort of substances he has in his jacket. and he doesn't show me his hemorrhoids, by the way. But yes, I'm aware what hemorrhoids are. There are I actually don't know what specifically classifies as a hemorrhoid. If it's like a blood blister. Or if it's just general poop, butthole, strain.
I like leaving you to talk. It's
yeah,
fun.
I see that. You're trying to Louis Theroux thing, but I will keep going.
How many of your special interests are you going to mention before the end of this episode?
I've not worn my Louis Theroux t-shirt in at least 4 years, so I'm moving on.
I should point out, by the way, because people are going to be confused as to why Luke isn't here. No, he's not having another baby. What happened is he came over to record this episode, then he went to the toilet, and then he flushed it. This is true. This is a really dangerous thing. Mm-hmm. He flushed it whilst he was still sat on it. So he's currently like being sucked into the toilet. It's very unsafe. Yeah, he can't do that.
He's a very fragile little guy. He kind of like snaps in half if you put too much pressure below him. So well wishes. He's probably somewhere in our plumbing system or in the ocean, maybe. Right? That's where the pipes go.
When you flush your ginger, it goes to the ocean.
Flush your ginger. Bloody hell.
No, okay, so hemorrhoids. The NHS says, do you want to know what the NHS says about hemorrhoids?
I'm sure they have a lot to say about hemorrhoids, yeah.
Not that much. They say piles, hemorrhoids.
Yeah, that's... I didn't realize that was the same thing for a long time. And I do think, for some reason, piles sounds worse to me than hemorrhoids does.
Two words into the definition and you've got notes. No, yeah. Piles, I don't know. Piles, to me, sounds like hives. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like it feels like contagious.
Well, I think it's like piles, to me, if I picture piles, I'm like, oh, someone has like hives on their arm, you know, like an allergic reaction. I don't picture hemorrhoids. I feel like hemorrhoids is a better word.
Yeah, it's more visual. Hemorrhoids.
Yeah, I think it's also the double RH is very like diarrhea sort of.
Yes, reminiscent. Very same vein.
Yeah, so same
vein.
Good.
Yeah, blood sort of. Yeah, and the stool. Yeah, pile.
Yeah,
you know.
Very good.
Also, it could be piles because just piles of blood or something, or just you know, just sort of creative ideas. Whoever named that had.
I worry about a lot of things. Obviously, one of the top, I'd say maybe one of the top 10 things I worry about is your gastrointestinal health.
Yeah.
Every single time you tell me something about it, every single time, I do not come away feeling good.
It's not ideal. It's not ideal.
It's bad.
No, yes.
It's really bad.
There's something going on, but I can't be asked for another, what's it called, diagnosis. Mm. So maybe I'll learn today and maybe I will go to the doctor, but...
I've looked at all of this and I know for a fact you're not going to do any of these things. Like all of these list of things that here's what you shouldn't do, you're never going to stop doing any of those things.
I don't like being told what to do, so...
Yeah, okay. So piles or hemorrhoids are lumps inside and around your bottom. Anus. They often get better on their own after a few days. There are things you can do to treat and prevent piles.
I got two big old lumps behind my bottom.
Behind it.
On my bum is two big piles. No. No.
You have a big ass.
I have a big ass, yes.
You got a big booty. No, I want to say, so like, I was reading this, and this is always the thing that comes up with the NHS stuff, right? Is that when you read the NHS page, it's very British.
Mm-hmm.
I get embarrassed knowing that, like, they'll hear me reading, knowing that the NHS says to people, piles are lumps inside and around your bottom.
Piles is when you get a big old lump on your big boy, and you put it down on the stairs, mister, and you rub it real nice, and you don't take your kids to school when you got piles.
Extra, extra! Piles inside bottom! Piles found inside bottom!
Joey, you got piles on your bum as well!
Christ, I didn't know Tom Holland was on the podcast.
No, yeah, I don't know. He can't have piles. His diet must be...
I think he eats
good.
A single lettuce leaf a day, and then he does 50 backflips.
A single lettuce leaf, and then like the 3 full chickens. I think he's getting breasts from a lettuce leaf. Have you seen his breasts?
Yes. You show me every single man about your height's breasts. That's a thing that you do.
I was not expecting that.
What? Me to repeat a thing that you do?
You just read me like that. You show me every man's breasts that's your height. I don't recall showing you Billy Joe Armstrong's breasts. Or Pete Wentz's breasts.
You've shown me literally every inch of Pete Wentz that's been photographed.
He makes jokes about the nudes that were leaked, so you know it's it's okay. There's a reference to it in a music video, so I'm just cluing him up culturally. Anyway, piles poop.
Yeah, piles. Actually, this reminded me. Have you seen this? This is like almost entirely unrelated, but did you see that video from an American that was getting mad about us calling lollipop ladies, lollipop ladies?
I can't stand it. I can't stand it. I actually can't stand it. He's like, why did you call it that? To like hide your colonialism? It's like, no, they're called lollipop ladies because they're called that to help teach children to be safe around the road.
Because they're for children. It's a child thing.
Yeah, like colonization bad. I agree. We agree.
You're a white American.
Yeah.
You're a product of colonization.
Yeah.
What are you talking?
Yeah, like, we are like literally like if your ancestors were from the UK and then moved over there, you are more related to them than I am.
You're
my family stayed here.
You're Irish.
I'm Irish.
I'm obviously not white. If anyone's the colonizer, it's white Americans. We're the ones that stayed here and didn't colonize. We're the good... we're the good ones. I stand by that.
You are also British as well, but...
I'm not British. I'm Scottish.
Scottish, okay, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I respect your wishes, your self-identification, that's okay.
Scotland have never gone anywhere and done anything wrong. It was all the English making us do it.
The worst Scottish person I can think of is J.K. Rowling, and she's not even Scottish, so yeah.
It's
just Edinburgh,
us.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went to Edinburgh recently, and...
So this is going to be like, the intro is going to be like 40 minutes long of us just talking about Holland.
Look, someone sat on the toilet desperately knowing, wanting to know. Someone's like, okay, open up this episode because they're sat on the toilet on their phone, right? And they're like, I need to know right now whether it's safe for me to be on my phone on the toilet, right?
Yeah.
That's why they're watching this episode
it's
to find
not.
Out.
Get off.
Well,
get
we, they
off
don't
the
know.
Toilet.
They've got to sit here for like 40 minutes to find out at the end that they should not have listened to this on the toilet.
This is your last toilet scrolling session. Congratulations. Take it for what it is.
Yeah, because you're going to die.
Yeah, you're going to feel real bad in 40 minutes.
No, but can you just tell them what you saw when we were walking around Edinburgh?
Lots of lesbians.
Yes, okay. That we did see...
Is that not what you're asking?
No, no.
Scientologists?
Funnily enough, you mentioning J.K. Rowling and then Edinburgh was not a segue into you talking about the lesbians that you saw.
We saw a lot of Harry Potter merch.
When we were...
What are we?
Elephant Cafe. You took a video of this.
A video of the Elephant Cafe?
Where J.K. Rowling wrote Harry Potter, yes.
Oh, yes, yes. There was a really sweet looking church that said, like, trans people welcome. Directly in front of J.K. Rowling's book writing shop.
Anyway, symptoms of piles. You know all of these. Why don't you just list off the symptoms that you have? And let's see how many of the symptoms in front of me.
I'd say first sign would be like blood when you wipe.
That's literally the first bright red blood right after you poo.
Very, very bright red blood right after you poo. Sort of like pain in that area. Maybe like cuts. Maybe a little bit of swelling. Maybe a little bit of a. Little bruising, little par.
You have more symptoms than are on here.
I don't want to go into too much detail.
What? Are you suddenly
we're about to find out.
Like
I got something
mysterious.
I got something much worse than piles.
So, bright red blood after you poo. An itchy anus. You definitely get that one. Sorry.
Hey now. I forgot. If I remembered, I would have mentioned.
Okay,
that
Lizzie
too.
McGuire. Hey now.
I was thinking you're an all-star more, but... Yeah, no. Well, hey now, this is what dreams are made of.
We can't do that. We can only do non-copyright songs on here, because otherwise we have to pay copyright, I think. Please give me more dead air. Oh, I'm loving it. This is great. This is fantastic. Please, more. Okay, I guess I'll carry on then.
Thank you.
I thought you were just going to nod.
This is your job, man. You don't need to... You got no offense on the pod and say, hey, tell me about your hemorrhoids. Do the work for me.
I texted you yesterday and made sure that you were okay with a hemorrhoid episode.
I actually said, yeah, perfect.
Because you have...
What anyway, I'm saying is you brought me on this and I'm doing all the work so far.
I'm doing everything and what you're doing.
Rizzing up the camera? I don't think so.
You shouldn't be looking down the lens. You got to pretend that they're not there.
They like it.
No, you'll scare them off. They'll have autism, Noah. They don't do eye contact.
I'll look away.
Especially with the one that you're bringing in today.
Yes.
Okay, no. So, bright red blood after you poo, itchy anus, feeling like you still need to poo after going to the toilet. That one gets me. And that's what I don't like about hemorrhoids. Is that, like, if you get hemorrhoids and then you're like, oh, I still need to go, and then you spend more time and then you're like, well, I need to get out, and then you strain, just causes more hemorrhoids. It's like a self-fulfilling
prophecy. Saying you also
prophecy.
Have hemorrhoids?
I have been known to have hemorrhoids on occasion.
This is a hemorrhoids only podcast.
Yeah, that's why Luke isn't.
I was gonna say, we need to ask Luke. We'll text him after. Do you have hemorrhoids? Yes or no? Get out of our walls.
I don't think
hecking walls.
I don't think Luke is going to enjoy the question of do you have hemorrhoids, which is exactly why he asked to not be on this episode and then flushed himself down the toilet.
He was that averse to it.
He couldn't like fully say, no, I don't really want to do that. Mm. So his only solution was to flush himself down our toilet. Yeah,
I respect it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tactic he got from you.
You're telling all my secrets today.
That's how we met. I found you in a drain. Tripped over him like, oh, it's like the Frog Prince.
I don't know the story of the Frog Prince.
You don't know the story of the Frog Prince?
Pretty lady kisses him, he turns into a human, or she kisses him when he's a human and turns him to the frog? I'm not sure.
You're getting confused because of The Princess and the Frog, the Disney movie, the last bastion of hand-animated Disney movies.
What did you say?
The Frog Prince, it's just a fable, right? Where there's a prince is turned into a frog, and then, you know, classic fairy tale, a princess or a woman or whatever, you know, kisses him and he turns into a man. He's like, I'm a prince. And you're my princess now because you kissed some ugly old frog.
I feel like consent hasn't really been considered in that sort of...
No, they both consent. Like, the frog is a person in the form of a frog, so the frog can consent perfectly fine, you know? And the woman, the whole point is that because she showed such grace in kissing a frog, she deserves to be a princess, I think.
Okay. A little bit like Shrek.
Yeah. Oh my god.
That where they got the idea.
Clearly. Let's get back to a topic you do know about.
Hemorrhoids. Yes.
So, pain in your anus, lumps around your anus, mucus in your underwear, or on toilet paper after wiping your bottom.
Ooh, toilet paper, yeah. Underwear, no.
Oh, you don't wash your underwear. I can tell the world about your underwear.
Yeah,
right now.
I've been wearing the same pair for a good few years now. Never been washed. It's called like having a pH balanced microbiome. Like it sort of self cleans.
Yeah, I suppose it does self clean, but like keeping it a closed system. Do you know like do you know you've got a jar of just standing water and you just leave it?
I've never had that.
You have that. You have that right now.
My butthole is a stale jar of water.
So the prevalence of hemorrhoids, do you want to know about that?
I actually do because I think it will make me feel much better. I feel like it's very common. I feel like most people in their life experience a hemorrhoid or two, maybe not so early on in their life, such as me, but you know, I achieve early. I'm an overachiever. I would say, can I guess how many people I think have hemorrhoids?
You can absolutely guess how many people you
I'd
think
say
have
like hundreds of millions. In terms of percentage of the population, I'd say, well, because it definitely must be increasing. I'd say like 10 to 20%.
So I don't have percentages at all. You can say whatever it is that you want, but none of my numbers match up with what you're saying. 4 million office and emergency department visits annually. It's the third most common outpatient gastrointestinal diagnosis.
Emergency department visits? For hemorrhoids?
You pop them.
If.
What?
I don't pop the hemorrhoid, not on purpose.
Oh, right. Wait, so you're saying that you do pop them?
No, I've it's before it's popped.
Right.
Didn't go to the doctor though, so it's... fine.
I don't know, man.
I didn't go to the doctor after I broke my ankle after 3 days. Yeah, I know.
Also, the toe thing as well.
I'm like patient zero.
If there was like a zombie apocalypse type situation, I don't want to be with you. One, because as you've said several times, quite worryingly, you would just kind of lie down and die.
But I'd get bitten and be like, oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
I got like at least killed. 12 hours. Like, we may as well just like have a fun time.
I could see us arguing where you're like, it's just a little bite. It's probably nothing. I'm sure it's fine because you don't want to deal with the fact that you're.
Yes.
And then I'd have to look you in the eyes as I, you know, took you out. I'm enjoying this dead air.
Yeah, it's okay.
You can't just.
I can.
You, you, can't just turn move. Not doing anything into a bit.
I can, I have, and I will.
Okay, great, fantastic. So yeah, 4 million office and emergency department visits annually. It says...
Office? People come to the office to check on somebody's hemorrhoids.
You know, I didn't actually consider that when I read it. I think it's like health office, like going to the doctor's GP, maybe?
Like health officer, okay, sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is from... the NHS as well. So, oh no, this isn't from the NHS. This is from the study, which was done in China. So maybe, yeah. I don't know, maybe the Chinese have offices. Maybe in China, you just pull your hemorrhoids out of the office, like, you know, like how in America they talk around the water cooler.
And it's great for productivity. You waste way less time.
A very productive nation, Noah. We can learn more from China about showing off our hemorrhoids.
A little bit less about the work ethic and sort of mental health.
No, it's all about the hemorrhoids. All about the hemorrhoids. Yeah, no, so it also says in the study that more patients seek medical care for hemorrhoids than for colon cancer, diverticular disease, irritable bowel syndrome, and inflammatory bowel disease.
Amazing, because all of those things are in my family currently right now.
Yeah, wait, even diverticular disease?
My dad has diverticulitis.
Okay, I didn't know what that was. Wait, yeah. What is it?
I think it's just real bad pain in your stomach. I'm not sure. It might be something to do with the liver, the kidney, or something internal there was just pain.
You're just trying to narrow down the problems that your dad has. That's not gonna...
The older I get, the more I become my father, and the more symptoms I have of both my parents.
You literally texted me yesterday.
Yeah.
Do you wanna... Can we talk about this?
Go for it.
What was it?
I said, I really thought when I started testosterone, I would just go through boy puberty, but instead I went through my dad puberty.
Yeah, like your dad is the boy that made you, so that makes a lot of sense.
It's the longer I'm on T, I look down and I'm like, those are my dad's arms. Those are my dad's legs.
You got a good dad. My best friend on the planet, you know, suicide pact with your dad.
He
I
does.
Get it.
Yeah, he has a suicide pact with my dad's. I also got my dad's hemorrhoids, so.
I just think that if your dad were to, God forbid, leave this earth, I don't think... If.
He should be dead already.
Exactly. So I'm not sure the man can actually die.
Immortal, probably.
I should get him to get that tattoo with me as well.
Yeah.
Because I've got a tattoo that says immortal, probably. Mm-hmm. So we should have matching tattoos. No, but
if we ever break up, you're just going to run off with my dad.
Well, that's kind of the goal, right? No. I just think that it would be really sad if if your dad were to, you know, leave this earth, for you then to have to deal with me leaving this earth as well several years later.
That's so. Why I... disagree with you having...
Get it all out at once.
No.
All at once, it's fine. Rip it all off, you know?
I might as well just shoot everyone in my entire family if we're going down that logic.
What the?
Just get rid of all of them so I don't ever have to experience pain, and then I'll isolate myself. I'll never make another friend.
I think you got a song in that. That's a fun little... That's a little...
The new album, man. Anyway!
So, hemorrhoids. It also goes on to say, despite this significant burden to our health systems, there is little consensus on identifiable risk factors for development of hemorrhoids.
Okay. Sure.
No, I mean, I think it's one of those things where there's lots of ideas, there's lots of anecdotal evidence, but not a lot of concrete, this is what causes hemorrhoids.
There's also probably a million reasons, right?
Yeah, probably. But I mean, the thing is that I feel like if we knew exactly what caused hemorrhoids, we'd just fix it, you know?
I don't think so, because we know what causes so many. We know what causes lung cancer, smoking.
Yeah.
Not all the time. But, you know, I feel like humans will do what humans are going
to
do.
So I'm talking about, like, you can treat hemorrhoids or do something to stop hemorrhoids from happening, right? Like, if we knew exactly what caused it, we could probably get around to fixing it. Whereas lung cancer is a lot more complex than hemorrhoids.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, we're on the same page.
Since you know so much about lung cancer, would you like to explain just roughly what lung cancer is?
I don't think that's relevant.
No? Not relevant?
No.
Just a little snippet, because this is an educational thing for some people, you know?
Lung cancer is when you get cancer of the lungs. Smoking makes it more likely to happen. Breathing in polluted air makes it more likely to happen. Your lungs can actually heal themselves.
Well, you're thinking of the liver.
No, but the alveoli or something, the little broccoli things in your lungs. If you stop smoking, they can like regenerate, yeah. Can clear it out.
Just, but the, yeah, okay.
Thanks.
Yeah, your body can heal is what you're, that's the main thing that you're saying there.
Yeah.
That's not incorrect, I suppose. So, good. Well done. I didn't realize you were a scholar. Congrats.
Yeah, as a sports scholar. They were going to make me an academic scholar as well after my GCSE results, but they said they couldn't because I'm already a sports scholar, and then they'd have to take off more of the fees.
Yeah, roughly how many years ago was that?
Over 10.
Yeah, so if you're bragging that you were smart over a decade ago...
I was really good at judo.
When
I was 11, you can't say not good enough just because I came second at the internationals and not first.
Did
yes, I cried on the podium. No, I didn't win. No, I will never be not mad about it.
So
moving on. Let's get back to my butthole. I'd rather speak about that.
That's a place. That's something that you do come first in, right?
Mm.
Most hemorrhoids for someone your age. So do you want to know how you can treat or prevent hemorrhoids? According to the NHS.
I think sometimes we should just let life happen.
I think this is the reason that you end up in the hospital so much. And I'll say this as well. You're lucky that I've taken you to different hospitals. And the reason I say I've taken you is obviously because I drive you to the hospitals because, well, you're injured, right?
Yes.
But it's been different ones each time. So we've not built up enough of a rapport for them to realize that you're just a very accident-prone guy.
Unbreakable, yes.
No, literally the opposite. Oh, you said...
I'm breakable.
Right. I heard unbreakable, which of course... Yeah. Now, I feel like it would be very interesting to calculate your personal burden on the NHS.
I don't think that would be a good idea.
I mean, because your dad and I were talking about our own, because your dad and I got a score for how much of a pain we are for doctors.
Oh, my dad's like an 11 or something.
He's like, if the scale goes up to 12,
yeah,
he's an 11. And I feel like you could only be a 12 if like you're in hospice or something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, literally like name an organ. There's something wrong with my dad.
It doesn't bode well, actually, for your future.
No, it doesn't.
The thing is, like, you're more breakable than... That's the thing. Your dad is...
Yes, I got the
sturdy.
Worst parts. I got the worst parts of both my parents.
Right, but your mum
is breakable. Yes, she's broken her back. She's broken her ankle several times.
And, like, you're about as...
She's broken her back twice.
Those stairs, man, they're dangerous. They're very dangerous.
I don't think the stairs was the issue.
Oh, God. And your aunt? Do you want to talk about your aunt at all?
Oh! This is on my dad's side as well. My dad's sturdy like a bulldog, but his sister, Joanna, has had three almost near-death experiences on a push bike, like a cycle bike, not a motorbike. The first time, she was cycling really fast. She's really good at off-road biking. Cycled straight into a tree, broke her sternum, broke her collarbone, broke her shoulder, broke all her ribs.
Do you
want to
list just
the
bones that she didn't break? That would be quicker.
Feet. She got helicopter lifted, and then 10 years later, a dog ran in front of her bike, and she avoided the dog, and then broke several more bones, broke her arm, broke some more ribs, and then last week, she broke five ribs again. From not cycling this time, but from being on a bike and trying to open a fence, and then toppling over.
That's so you. That's
yeah.
Entirely something that you would do.
But I've not done it yet, so.
Yeah, I mean, let's just hope that the way this works is if one member of your family does the thing, nobody else gets to, they own it. Right, nobody else gets to do that same accident. No, I don't do that.
Couple broken ankles past my time then, aren't I?
Oh my god.
Gotta reverse that.
Well, she didn't break her feet, you said.
I'm talking about my mum.
I'm talking about your dad's side, right? Because your mum's broken almost everything possible to break.
Not everything, not everything.
And there's still time. So, piles, right?
Yes.
How do we prevent piles?
Don't spend too much time on the toilet. Don't strain too hard. If you feel like your poo is unfinished but it's not coming out, don't force it out. Just wait a little bit and then you can poo a little bit later. Eat more fiber in your diet. Don't drink so much alcohol.
You've read this NHS page several times, haven't you? Because these are the do's and do not do's.
I know
of the NHS page.
I know things.
Like you read them almost verbatim.
Probably like a couple years ago, yeah.
So the doo-doos are...
The doo-doo. The doo-doos?
The doo-doos
of the doo-doos in your doo-doos. To do in your doo-doos when you're doo-dooing.
That person who is like listening to try and figure out if like they should be on their phone on the toilet right now skipped ahead.
Like doo-doo, the doo-doo.
A doo-doo, doo-doo.
A doo-doo-doo. Play the theme song. Play the theme tune.
No.
Write the theme tune. Play the doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
That's it. No, we can't reference that, unfortunately.
That's a bad,
he's a bad man.
Man.
He's a bad
bloke. He's a bad man.
And of course, we don't reference any bad man on this podcast, which is why we don't mention man at all. There's not a single good one. I checked. There's not a good guy.
I am non-binary now. You're growing your hair out, you know.
Men with long hair don't count, Noah.
Mm.
They don't count, except
eggs
for Russell
do,
Brand.
Though. Russell Brand. Oh. Moving on. Moving on.
Yeah, he counts, but it only goes up to like 16. Gently push back the pile inside if you can.
Yeah.
So for anyone listening, no.
I just as advice, personally, that just seems silly because like, yeah, put it back in. But when you poo, it's going to come again.
Yeah, but that's like once a day.
You're setting me up, man. Yeah, people poo once a day. What world are we living in where they only poo once a day?
What is it that you're trying to say here?
I poo lots more than that.
How many times?
I don't know. I'm efficient.
You're not efficient.
It's, yeah, I don't know.
You're quite literally describing inefficiency.
A few times. I don't know. I'm lactose intolerant. I eat dairy. I don't. Don't.
So, gently push a pile back inside if you can. Take paracetamol if they hurt. Don't take ibuprofen, though, if
Why?
They're bleeding.
Oh, bleeding. Is ibuprofen a blood thinner?
It will make you bleed more. If you... Yeah, yeah. Use an ice pack wrapped in a towel to ease discomfort.
Yeah, I'm just going to shove an ice pack between my ass cheeks and just sit on ice.
I mean, that'd probably help you, yeah.
Seems unpleasant.
Yeah, but...
I'd never want my butthole to be cold.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I get what you mean, but I also don't want to have like bloody blisters there either. So it's kind of like
an ice pack is going to do that much.
Oh, you know more than the NHS then, do you?
Does the NHS currently have piles?
Literally? I mean, yes, it's our National Health Service, so it's probably dealing with more piles than you've ever seen in your life.
That's fair.
Although I will say it's a close you compared to literally every person in the UK added together. It's probably like a close contest.
You're just being mean about my bum now.
I'm really sorry. I'll make it up to your butt later.
Oh, moving on.
Drink lots of fluid and eat plenty of fiber to keep your poo soft. You don't do that. Sorry, you were smiling.
I said you're just being mean about my bum.
Oh, sorry.
The next sentence, you don't do that.
Look,
this is diagnosed. This is like when you read the autism diagnosis. You're like that. Yep.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
Remember when I got my friend who, like, you know, is an osteopath to diagnose you with EDS?
Yes.
He was like, Corey, man, look, he won't have EDS. It's not like it's not that common of a thing. Like, look, come on, Noah, do this. And he does the diagnostic stuff.
He says, touch your toes. I say, how far? He says, touch your toes backwards. I say, you want me to bend over completely?
And then Noah bends himself fully in half.
Yeah.
Twice.
He's like, you got it.
I've not seen that man as phased as when you showed off your... flexibility.
I am a health concern.
You're very much like a Victorian child transported to now with musical talent.
I think they've seen me get a kidney infection because I didn't go to the doctor for long enough, break my rib and puncture my lung, break my ankle, but almost break my toe, pull my toenail off. Mm-hmm. They know.
Take a warm bath to ease itching and pain.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing, man.
No, dude, no.
What I've been doing.
I shouldn't have read that one out.
I'm treating myself.
No, I shouldn't have read that one
I'm
out.
Looking after my health.
I think we need to get a second shower or something. Or just, maybe we get a tub.
We have a hose.
What's I was going to say, we get a tub and we put it in the bathroom, not in the bathroom, in the garden. And whenever you want to have a bath, we just put you out there.
Yeah, show me off to the whole of the neighborhood.
I had not thought of that. We'll perhaps get some kind of privacy screen or
thanks.
Cover.
Yeah, thanks for your consideration.
I'm considering what? You like being outside, do you not?
Mm. Bright. It's very bright. Hay feverish.
You're making it really, like, I don't want to just, like, kind of hold you up in front of an audience and be like, look at all of the things that are wrong with this
little guy. Look at this ragdoll.
Like holding like an animal by the scruff of his neck and being, look how weird this little fucker is.
Yeah, well, the outdoors is an assault on my senses.
Yeah, and sunglasses are a solution to that, right?
I don't like how they feel on my ears or my nose.
I feel so bad for you, man. Mm. It's a hard world you live in.
Yes.
So, you could take a warm bath to ease itching or pain. You could keep your bottom clean and dry. Pat it rather than rub it dry.
Mm-hmm.
Are you gentle with your bottom?
No. No.
Of course not.
I pat it dry. I pat it dry.
I genuinely think the way that you treat your butt, it's like, even with the sort of Patriot Act, you know, after 9/11, that whole sort of thing, I don't think the sort of torture you do to your asshole would be legal under that. I think you go farther than the American sort of administration in like 2008.
People are going to be painting pictures that are not accurate or reflective.
Yeah, because it's not nearly as bad as like what reality is, right? Well, That's what you're saying.
Tell me in the comments what you think I do with my butthole. It's really nothing crazy. It's really nothing crazy.
No, it's not.
LPSG is going to go crazy about this.
Yeah, they've been drying up recently. You've not been posting enough. Do you want to get them out just for...
No.
Oh, but I could put it in the thumbnail.
No. Moving on.
One cheek. No, so you could cut down on alcohol and caffeine, like tea, coffee, and cola, which you don't...
I don't really do any of those.
No, you're very clean living. You just drink Huel. And, Robinson's apple and blackcurrant squash.
It's sugar-free and delicious.
Okay, I'm sorry. I need to be true to myself. I just said squash, and that's not right. I'd never say that.
It's what diluting you call it? Juice. Diluting juice.
We were on a
tram. And fizzy drinks are bloody fizzy juice.
Yeah.
Juice.
It's all juice.
Oh, it's not all juice.
It's all fizzy juice.
Have you
juice?
Read
it's
all
juice.
Of the ingredients? It's not just juice.
But it's juice still. So we were on a tram in Edinburgh, and I heard somebody say diluting juice behind me, and I was like, so warm, you know? I was like, yeah. I'm around the sort of right people again.
That's how I feel when I'm around anybody but you.
Why do you live with me? Why do you do this?
It's fun, you know.
You know, you're not like we're not married or anything. You can leave if you want.
You're like a sounding board for insults.
As in you insult me and then is that what it is?
However you want to take it.
Because I feel like it's the other way around. I use you as a sounding board a lot more than you use me.
Yeah.
I feel like what I'm doing is I'm cultivating the best stand-up set ever that I'll never do, but I'm just testing out every single bit upon you first.
You're making me very resilient.
Yeah. Yeah, bud. You're resilient. That's what you are.
Moving on.
That's my job. But moving on, the don't do's,
Do not sit on your phone while pooing.
Don't do that. You'd get your phone covered in. I'd sit on the toilet personally.
I hate you. Do not spend more than 10 minutes on the toilet. Maybe 5.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Do not.
No, I'm going to, like, we've not even gotten to the study yet. And I'm going to be so for real. The fact that you've just said that is 5 and 10 are the numbers that you've given. That's insane. And we'll find out why momentarily.
Okay.
But the rest of the do not do's, don't take painkillers that contain codeine because they can cause constipation.
Oh,
which
that's
is,
no fun.
You're on codeine so often because of the injuries that you get.
It's a great drug.
Literally, we go to the doctors together because when you go by yourself, you don't tell them you're in pain and then they don't.
Yeah, I think there's glass in my eye, but I'm not sure. I can't really see. Yeah, it was a bit uncomfortable. I have a high pay tolerance.
Yeah, and I said to you, just tell them there's glass in your eye and it hurts.
I wasn't sure, so I couldn't say for sure and I didn't want to lie. Anyway, there was glass.
Don't push too hard. Don't ignore the urge to poo. Don't spend more time than you need to on the toilet. But I don't think that's fair because, like, how much time do I need to spend on that?
It's up to interpretation.
That's where I get some of my best work done.
Yeah. No, that's true, honestly.
What have you done on the toilet? Tell the world which of your many...
I've written the best second verse of my life on the toilet.
Which one?
Subtitles. Maybe if I try more, maybe if I ignore the headache that's stuck, you know?
Yeah, so that's your advice, right? Like, if you were to speak to the younger generation of writers who are like, hey, Noah, how do I break into the industry?
Yeah. Be more creative with your use of the toilet. It's your personal time. There's nobody else telling you what you're writing is bad.
That's true. And the only thing that might come of it is piles, which is, you know, compared to, like, you know, Kurt Cobain and Amy Winehouse and stuff, getting some piles is fine.
You went straight to suicide.
I didn't. No. Well, Kurt, obviously.
Doesn't have to be on purpose for it to be.
Right. I see. That's in my head. I feel like it does have to be on. That's kind of
straight to overdosing.
Yeah. Okay.
But
well,
that
I
wasn't.
I was going to the 27
issue,
Club.
Kurt.
Was my point. You know.
Sure. Well, you're 20. You're 28 now. So.
Yeah, I'm older than all of them, which means I'll never make a good thing in my life.
Well, I'm 27 this year. I got to be really, really careful because last year I had 3 hospital trips.
Do you think that you've done enough that if you were to die at 27?
No. No.
A case could be made for you being in the 20s.
I'd be so annoyed if I died. I'd be so irritated.
What if, like, because you're going to turn 27, so that's like a full year before, like, so maybe you release the album, right?
Yeah, some other stuff as well.
But that's
that I've been slaving over.
Year, so the year that, of you being 27, right, before you turn 28, what if you, like, explode and then, like, quite literally
that would
explode.
Be a good way to go, yeah.
Just make sure you do really, really well and remember who to put in your will. Remember who's been there for you.
Mummy.
So do you know why they might have wanted to study this phone use on the toilet?
They've probably seen a massive increase in the case of hemorrhoids. Maybe. I'm thinking probably mostly with, like, the younger generation because they are the people that spend the most time on their phones. But also, I know a lot of old people that spend way more time on their phone than I do. So maybe just an increase in hemorrhoids cases. It's been an issue for the NHS trying to keep up with all these piles. That's my guess.
Yes, and I mean, you're probably right, but what they're saying is that because despite anecdotal observations, so, like, people telling stories without, like, loads of data behind it, right? Yeah. There haven't been any studies that sort of link smartphone use on the toilet with hemorrhoids.
Okay.
So they were like, This feels like it's a thing, probably. Let's look into science, right? Is this a thing? I don't know. Let's find out.
Yeah, that could be very dangerous. that could go many places.
Look, science is
racist.
Value neutral. No.
Sexist.
No, racists are racist.
Transphobic.
Transphobic.
Both.
Science isn't any of those things. Scientists.
No,
can be.
This is what I mean. Yeah.
And so science.
You just have a hunch. I got a hunch that I'm not going
to
say.
No, that's actually pretty bloody ableist.
Yes,
you
for
to
people
be,
with hunchback. Scoliosis.
You cannot claim the H word, okay? Because your spine, it's not straight, but it's not the way, you know, that it'd need to be for you to use the H word.
It's a little bit wonky.
Okay. Ding-a-ling-ling, is that the ad bell?
I think so, yes, that's what it sounds like.
No offense, the Fifth Sci Guy. What do you want to tell the people who are watching and listening at this moment? Use your influencer powers to convince them of something.
Well, I'm releasing a song at some point soon.
No, buddy, no, not your stuff. My stuff, our stuff, Sci Guys.
Corey will be producing the music video for
my... We have a Patreon. Go to our Patreon and give us money. Dude, man, come on.
Give them a lot of money. Give them a lot of money on Patreon.
Yeah, otherwise I'll sabotage all of Noah's videos then. That's what I'll do.
Yeah, and there's a load of funny clips on there that are way funnier than talking about my bum, and you'll probably learn a bit more, so...
I don't know if you'll learn anything, but as I said, I'm holding all of Noah's stuff hostage, so no album, you know? The No Offense fans that are watching, no album unless you sign up to the Patreon.
Sign up to their Patreon and it'll make you stupider.
So, Noah, the title of the study is Smartphone Use on the Toilet and the Risk of Hemorrhoids.
Precise.
Yeah, it says what it says on the...
It tins on the tin.
That person again who is like, oh, I'm going to skip the ad, right? They're sitting on the... Okay, maybe they're going to actually start talking about whether I can use my phone on the toilet, right? I'm sat here not knowing what to do. They skipped the ad and we're just saying nonsense again.
You read it on the tin and you say it out loud.
What it does, you din the tin on the hemorrhoids, they're all in the tin.
Put your hemorrhoid in the stin.
So, the authors, there are a lot of them. Two lines, I'm not going to read them all, so I'll do this. C. Ramprasad et al.
Cramp?
Oh,
one of the Cramp twins?
Cramp twins was a good show, but I don't think this is so, Chethan is of Cramp twins fame.
Okay.
It was published, Noah, September 3rd. 2025 in PLOS One, a journal.
PLOS?
PLOS. I did have to, so I know of this journal, right? Like, because I've got a cursory knowledge of journals. And I had to Google it because I was like, I've never had to say this out loud. Is it PLOS or is it PLOS? I want to say PLOS. I always want to read something out if it's readable, but like.
PLOS.
PLOS One.
PLOS One. PLOS Uno.
PLOS, dude. Couple of PLOS.
That's a PLOSily.
I can't believe we met a guy who actually talks like Crush.
Yeah. He got a couple of blue pearls. Couple of blue pearls.
But he's Canadian as well. That's the craziest thing.
That is crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts. Anyways, let's stop talking about some guy that nobody on here knows.
Mike Gonick.
Shout out to Mike Gonick. I love shouting out people that are never, ever going to see this. Like, at all.
Shout out Kiefer.
Shout out to Keef, who has been mentioned on the podcast before.
Really?
Obviously not by name. Because,
oh, about the Russian stimulants.
Well, no, not... Well, maybe. The thing is, look, here's the
about
thing.
About the other drugs that he brought onto the tour bus.
You see, what's going on now is you're now doxing this guy. What I've done is I told a story that was, you know, that had no name, had no identifiable information about him, because it probably was illegal as hell.
Probably, yeah.
Look, I don't know, man. Who knows, right? Anyways, I just talk on this podcast. I tell stories about people that I've met, that I know, and nobody listens to it, so it's fine. Okay, that's fine. As soon as you start, like, you know, actually tying people to places and times and crimes,
yeah,
that's a different story, my guy.
Yeah, I guess. Sorry, my guy.
Shout out to Keith.
Hit him up.
The first line of this study was, smartphones are ubiquitous in daily life, with many people now using them while sitting on the toilet. And the reason I'm saying this to you is because I love how science papers need to state the obvious.
Yeah.
Like, who is going to be reading this and being like, oh, smartphones, ubiquitous. Yeah, that's interesting information that I did not know until this moment.
As most scientists are quite nerdy, don't have many friends, so maybe it needs to be spelled out for them in other ways that most normal people don't have to have.
Surely they would be on their phone, right? They spend all their time on their phone because, like, phones aren't about connecting with people you know and love anymore. They're about, you know, going online and hating whatever woman decided to talk in
sorry,
public.
I forgot it wasn't 2015 anymore.
Yeah, no, unfortunately, it's the worst times, yeah.
2016.
The beginning of the end, man. So, despite anecdotal evidence that the length of time spent on the toilet is a risk factor for hemorrhoids, a multivariate analysis of smartphone use has not been performed. That's what the study says.
Okay.
It's what I was saying to you earlier. Basically, you know, length of time on the toilet seems to be a thing with hemorrhoids. I was saying this to you the other day, actually, and you laughed me. You laughed at me, and you shouted me down. You beat me. You slapped me across the face several times. You spat upon me. You used several horrible slurs, and you said that's not true.
I guess.
I'm a little guy.
I'm a little guy. I didn't do that. I'm a little guy.
No, but remember the other day I was saying that, like, I think just sitting on the toilet because of the negative pressure of the toilet, it can cause hemorrhoids.
Yeah, and I remember you telling me don't sit on the toilet too long, and that was really upsetting.
Because I was telling you what to do.
Yeah.
I feel like I kind of want to, and you know, I can tell you this because you're a very, very, you're a very smart, intelligent person, right? Like,
yes.
I couldn't.
Thanks.
Bear you otherwise, but you are a simple man, you know?
I have simple needs.
No, you have incredibly complex needs. Your needs are more complex. You are like the equivalent of, right, do you know how people get rats as pets? Because they're like, oh, they're just like hamsters. They're really easy to take care of. And then they're actually very complicated and they want to get rid of them, like, shortly afterwards.
It's like, oh, don't keep the windows closed because they might get respiratory infections and die.
That's literally a thing that we have to do for you. We have to keep the windows.
It's much too hot.
Now I'm too cold as well. I want to be the right temperature. No, this blanket doesn't feel right on my skin.
Again, the world is an assault on my senses.
I want to put you in a sensory deprivation tank, but I'm worried you would never come out of it again.
I'd come up with so many fun ideas in there.
Let's do it. Let's get you in one. That's the next SciGuys
100%.
Episode. If people sign up to the Patreon and give us enough money, then we'll put you in a sensory
we'll
deprivation tank.
We'll buy a sensory deprivation tank.
And the stretch goal will be a blowtorch so we can weld you in there.
Less stretching, please.
Stretching. No, stretch goal.
We're talking about hemorrhoids, man. Be sensitive.
Well, you are too sensitive, aren't you? I'm doing a segue now. Mm-hmm. I'm segueing.
I see, yeah.
Very naturally.
Yep. Yes.
So no. they caught people who were in this Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center.
Who?
Beth.
Who?
Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center.
Okay.
From henceforth, the BIDMC.
Bidimk.
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 Bidimk. Bidimk. Bidimk. Bidimk.
That was a good one. Yeah,
that was really, really very good. No, hold on. I was going to say something. I said you were a simple man, and that wasn't for nothing, Noah.
We didn't need to dwell on that.
No,
we can always move on.
I'm moving past. I've been thinking because you don't like being told what to do, and often if I ask you to do something, you will then intentionally do the opposite because how dare you? Even
you're reading intention when it's not there,
right? You just do the opposite because you've been asked to do so.
Yes.
I've been considering, and I can tell you this because, as I said, you're a simple man, so
I'm also a bit of a rascal.
Sure, buddy. Yeah, a rascal. Anyways, I've been thinking about doing reverse psychology on you because that might help. So if I want you to do something, I'll just ask you to do the opposite.
So what you're saying is that you haven't been thinking about doing reverse psychology on me?
No, see, now you're getting confused because you're just now saying the opposite.
So when does it start?
I won't tell you. Right? Because
you will tell me.
Okay. It's
not okay.
I worry that I may have confused you beyond...
You're self-assured.
I'm going to move on.
Good.
There's no way to segue this. I do want to tell this story, though, because it's a fun one. Remember your birthday last year?
Yes.
Because we've not spoken about this publicly, but I did a big Taskmaster thing for your birthday that involved... a lot of moving parts. Like, I got your cousins to call in. I got some guy we met on a night out when you broke your ankle to call in for, like, different tasks and everything. Yep. I went the whole hog. One of the tasks involved really pulling the wool over your eyes because, like, you knew you were going to be getting some kind of birthday party from me.
Mm-hmm.
A Taskmaster thing, right? You knew it was going to be a Taskmaster thing on your birthday. And I obviously had to do a bunch of tasks. Do you remember which task specifically I... really, really tricky.
Yes, we had our friend Jake come round. Our friend Jake, 10,000 Hawks, shout out. He's an animator. He's a voice actor. He's real funny. He does stand up as well.
Jakey Alexander on Instagram.
Oh, he's changed his username. He came round and I thought I was doing him a favor. I thought I was being really nice and like dedicating some of my day to help him out film this video where essentially the premise is I'm going to film this video and I'm not going to record any of the audio and I'm essentially going to be doing like miming with things on screen that look like they make a noise. And then because the video is completely muted, I'm going to make all the sounds myself with my mouth.
But you thought that what was going on was we were making a short film for Jake to then dub over because Jake does voices and everything.
Yeah.
And then we sit down with all of your friends at your little party.
And there's a TV screen. We're watching it on TV. There's 5 minutes of muted audio that we have to do Foley for. Foley is where, like, you make the noises for whatever video you're showing or, like, movie or whatever.
In one take as well.
Yeah.
You guys did really bloody well, but I, like, that was...
I didn't utilize my...
No, you didn't. You didn't. Oh, also, I got a bust of you made by our friend who literally makes sort of special effects for movies and TV and stuff, like worked on like Marvel projects and everything, right? And we went to visit this friend out of nowhere. And I was like, yeah, you can come. And then I got the box from him. And then I tried to hide it from you. I dropped it on the ground. You saw that happen and still didn't ask any questions.
It was a paddling pool box. Yeah. I thought you were going to use a paddling pool in one of the tasks. Wasn't that far-fetched.
I know. It's very easy to trick you. It's like giving you your vegetables, you know?
Yes.
I won't tell you how I give you your vegetables.
I've been eating vegetables?
So, back to the study. Right, so a cross-sectional survey is what they did. They got patients from the Badunch.
Yes.
They got patients from there from the 1st of the 8th, 2024, to the 15th of the 12th, 2024.
Okay.
So, 8th, is that August?
Yes.
Yes, the 1st of August to the 15th of December.
Unless this is, this is UK-based, right?
It was in China, but...
Oh, of course.
There's no 15th month, so it was the 15th of December, the 15th of the 12th that ended.
Got it.
Unless in China they've got a complete...
Well, I've never been. They've got different years.
Yeah.
Chinese New Year.
Horse right now, isn't it?
Something about animals, yeah.
I mean, animals is a cool idea for doing years. I will say, numbers is a little bit better.
Easier to count.
Yeah, I'll say that. Yeah. It's like, which horse is it this year?
Big brown one, big clumpy feet.
Yeah, Clydesdale.
One with the big nostrils. The
numbers just keep going forever. I think you're going to run out of horses at some point. So these people, what do you think, what kind of people do you think they were? Like if they were at this sort of medical center, right? They were there undergoing screening for colonoscopy.
Probably like older, like colonoscopies, I feel like people above 40s.
Oh, wow, well done. Yeah, I think it was 45 and up. Yeah. It was a kind of older group. And that's kind of one of the problems with this, right? Where one of the headlines you'll probably see from this is that like younger people spend more time on their smartphones on the toilet. And if I actually try and get the numbers here, right? Because it is true, based on this study, you know, of 125 people, I think, that did the survey.
Yeah.
Younger people were more likely to spend more time on their phone on the toilet. But do you want to guess? Do you want to take a guess? Yeah, I'll let you take a guess.
How many people below?
What the two average age groups they're talking about here are? Give me two average ages.
When we're talking like as in
over 45.
Yeah.
When they say so, literally here it says participants who use smartphones on the toilet were younger than non-users. The mean ages were number one versus number two. What's number one and number two?
30.
They were all over 45. So. That's 55.4 versus 62.1. So the mean age of people who use smartphone on the toilet
was
55.
Yeah, no.
The mean age of people who didn't was 62. So yes, older people are less likely to use their phones on the toilet, but the younger people here are over 45.
Yeah. You also can't bloody see your phone at some point. You're getting into your 60s anyway.
If you're old enough, you probably don't even have a bloody phone that you can, you know, use.
The ones with the big buttons.
My granddad has a phone. And I don't think he's, like, I've called him on it several times. I still don't think he knows what it is.
I'm probably mistaken it from a calculator.
Corey, what are you doing here? Where are you? I can't see you. I can't hear you either because I'm deaf.
I do know what sine is, though. Fun fact.
Dude, I remember.
Ask me what the square root of 64 is.
What is the square root of 64?
8.
Well done, good job.
I ate and ate till I was sick on the floor. 8 times 8 is 64.
That's really, really good. I just know my times tables.
Wakey, wakey, rise and shine. 7 sevens are 49.
That's good. Mm. Do you have any other mnemonics? No, just dead air then. That's all you've got.
No, this is thinking air.
Dead air. You gotta say something.
No,
you know?
I think that's all the rhymes to do
that's
with
it,
the numbers.
That's it,
yep.
Yeah, okay. Well, I did say things I knew about times tables before, but people said they don't make any sense and they're boring. So, you know, I'm not going to share them. You guys can wallow in your lack of number knowledge, you know?
Well, maybe they don't rhyme. That's probably the problem.
They don't need to rhyme. It's just a six.
They don't need to rhyme.
I'm not even...
Funny guy.
I'm moving on. Anyway, do you remember when we were in Scotland and we saw my granddad watching TV? My deaf granddad watching TV.
I'm moving on. I'm like, oh, more about the hemorrhoids.
No. Just quickly, a quick aside about my granddad. Remember when we saw him watching TV, my deaf granddad watching TV with the audio description on?
Yeah, it was like GB News or something.
He's not even like... I think it was just... a thing that was
on. He's
just
glazed over, man. He's just relaxing in his own company.
Well, based on the fact that he did not realize that the audio description was turned on, I don't think we need to worry about that man watching GB.
No. Definitely not.
It's the opposite aid that you need. Yeah. You can see fine. It's the hearing.
Just the chance that maybe you hear something.
Hear something you didn't spot.
Keep hope.
Yeah, okay, no. So this study, younger people, we were saying, yeah, young people are more likely to use their phones. But yeah. Those younger people are the average age, mean age, is in their 50s.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got to be, this is why you got to read the study. You've always got to read the study. They kind of standardize this sort of stuff. They track their age, gender, BMI, and lifestyle factors. So there was this questionnaire they used as well to understand basically a bunch about them. So they did an international physical activity questionnaire. Mm-hmm. There was a questionnaire from some place which isn't in front of me. It's in my notes somewhere. Can't find it. So I will probably just blurt it out later. The Rome 4 questionnaire, which assesses gastrointestinal function and symptoms related to bowel disorders, including straining. Basically, so they could look at all of these sort of things to normalize the data to just kind of be comparing smartphone use.
Yeah.
And it did seem from everything that they did that if you kind of look at just the smartphone use, that does kind of, it does not have an effect, but there seems to be some kind of correlation between more smartphone use and higher sort of risk of hemorrhoids.
Yeah, because like cause and effect, like maybe you're using your phone a lot in the toilet because you have hemorrhoids and it hurts. Maybe you're there because of the hemorrhoids.
That's you're so right. Maybe the people who have hemorrhoids are just spending more time on the toilet because of their hemorrhoids, and they just happen to pull out their phones to pass the time.
To distract from the pain.
I wish the scientists had thought of that and had done something to study to see whether that was the case.
I'm ready for Hive.
Oh, wait, they probably did, actually, yeah. So they also say among those who endorsed using smartphones on the toilet, 93% endorsed using it on the toilet at least 1 to 2 times per week or more, and the majority, 55% of them, of smartphone users on the toilet, reported using their smartphone most of the time, right? So most people who are using smartphones at the toilet are using it almost every time they go to the toilet, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. That makes sense. Most people have it on their phone. No, wait. Most people have their phone in their pocket.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, oh, so my when God. You go to the toilet, like, it's not like, like, it's with you all the time. It's with you everywhere. And if you have to choose between staring at a blank door or, like, going on your phone, we all have, like, zapped, completely drained brains from the amount of dopamine that we're getting from scrolling. So,
but
like,
in our toilet, we have your loser award for anyone to read.
It's not a loser award.
Did you win?
I was a runner up. I didn't win, no, because the award was based on votes and I forgot to tell people to vote for me.
And we were
came second though.
Which is crazy because we were sat at a table with everyone else who was in that category, which you can't do at an award show because if somebody wins, you have to come back to the table with the people who didn't win.
No, I love it. When I did win that award a good few years ago, when they read out the names, everybody was screaming for one of the other people that did not win, and there was complete silence when I won.
Yeah, because you went there not even thinking whether you were going to win or not, and then you won. I remember you texted me, you weren't responding for about 10 minutes, and I was like, he's won.
I won vlogger of the year. Social media of awards, they're not real. That it's just for people to stroke their own ego. Like, I'm too cynical to do anything to do with that. So yeah, I won the award, and then I said thanks, and then I left.
Okay, I was going to tell a story about a girl that I had a crush on in school, but I realized that we have to finish this, so I'll save that for later on. Remind me in the Patreon, tell you a story about a girl I had a crush on in school, which is related to phones and toilets.
You'll hear all about it on the Patreon.
You'll hear about the sordid affair that we didn't.
You had an affair with a girl?
No, we were in high school. We couldn't have had an affair. Anyway.
They wouldn't let us out the gates.
Anyway, so 143 participants were invited. They used only 125. Well, only 125 completed the survey. 83, which was 66%. Of the respondents use smartphones on the toilet. They were younger than non-users, as we've gone over. As measured by metabolic equivalent time, smartphone users on the toilet had significantly less exercise per week than non-smartphone users. So they're sort of more sedentary and stuff as well, from the point they're getting at. And there were no other differences in baseline characteristics, including sex, BMI, and reported Rome 4 criteria for irritable bowel syndrome or functional constipation. So from all of that, it seems that sitting on the toilet for a long time is something that has an effect on sort of getting hemorrhoids.
Yeah, they're not saying the phone is giving you piles. They're saying the sitting is giving you piles.
Yeah, and the phone is facilitating the sitting because this is the thing. You realize, if you try and remember what your life used to be like before you had a smartphone on you at all times.
It was wonderful.
So much better.
I really, really, really miss it.
Played so much more Pokemon, man.
I... You just switched one screen for another. I was going to say I was playing in the woods.
I played Pokemon in the woods.
No, yeah, but you were still. I was building tree houses. That's a lie already. I was building
I was building multi-story mansions.
I was building communes, sort of charity bases. No, I was building like dens out of wood, out of sticks, out of logs, out of branches I found. You know, I was riding around on my bicycle. We were ding-dong ditching the grannies.
No way you ding-dong ditched.
I did. You know what? I did it once.
And then you felt really bad about it.
Felt really bad because it was with my really naughty friend, Zach, who my brother's also called Zach. So Zach was little Zach, but now he's like 6 foot. It was with little Zach and he was really naughty. And I kind of just followed what he did, even though he was 2 years younger than me. He was like, let's play ding-dong ditch. We called it, I don't know why I call it ding-dong ditch. It's knockdown ginger. Like that's what we called it, weird. Knockdown ginger. But like we did it and he like rolled. We were on kiddie like, you know, like the diggers that you can sit on.
Oh yeah.
Like kiddie ones. I was like 10 or something. We're like rolling down the hill and then he got up, rang the doorbell of the grandma while I was still rolling down the hill, and then she like started banging really angrily on the window and I cried. So that's the only time I've done knockdown ginger.
I was gonna say, if it weren't for the internet, you'd have been like Wild Child Donnie from the Wild Thornberries. But every single time you tell a story from your childhood, I remember you can't do anything remotely wrong without sobbing.
I felt very bad.
Like, even lying, right?
I didn't want to upset all the old lady. I felt bad. Like, imagine being old and, like, fragile and, like, maybe demented a little bit, really stressed out, just
basically,
trying to have a day.
Basically, you know, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I empathize a lot with that.
In your heart, you're an old woman.
Yes. I'm just as rickety.
Which is good, though, because I feel like I'm an old man, you know? Like, I wouldn't mind smelling of rum. Children being on my lawn really bugs me. You know, I'm a very, like, you know, I'm, when it comes to, like, our public area and our private, like, sort of home space, I'm
yeah,
very
you
much
are
old
a
man
Karen.
About it. No, I'm not a Karen. I'm a crotchety old man. There's a big difference. A Karen wouldn't be nice, okay? A crotchety old man gets his walking stick, his cane, and he shakes it at the chillins running by. But if there's a nice young, there's a nice young one, you'll have all the time for him. I've got a lot of time for the nice ones. It's just the hoodlums that are about, Noah. The little youths that are causing trouble.
Yeah, and also the parents of the kids in the special ed school across the
street.
The
delinquent school across the street.
It's special ed. It's not delinquent.
They're delinquents, I assume.
They can be both. Look, they could be sitting on the toilet and driveway. They did, yeah.
And there's the day that I went over to speak to the delinquent school.
You left and said, give me a second. I'm gonna go speak to them, and then you straightened your hair. Yeah, you fluffed
a little bit.
I
cut it into that like
you
really
did. You put
sharp
on your trainers.
Hair. Yeah.
You got in your people carrier.
I got my iPhone out, obviously.
Yeah, and you held it like this.
And my personalized venti Starbucks cup as well in the other hand, of course. Yeah. And I suppose yes, I was arrested really briefly, but the officers let me go
when they found out you were white.
Yeah, when they found out that I'm a bit white, they were like, "Oh, I'm so sorry, sir, madam. I'm not really sure what's going. Carry on, Karen on." No, look, they had blocked our driveway when there was a space right next to our driveway. That's the day when I went over and I very kindly said, if you don't tell these parents to stop parking in front of my driveway, I will burn their car to the ground. Perfectly reasonable.
No, I just like to keep the clock ticking noise is quite nice.
You can't hear the clock ticking in the, that will come out. Great podcasting. So, the participants who used smartphones in the toilet spent significantly more time there than those who did not, with 37.3% of smartphone users spending more than 5 minutes per visit on the toilet compared to 7.1% of non-smartphone users. So, remember your
more
5
than
to 10?
5 minutes?
Yeah.
Elementary, man. Come on.
Yeah, so this is the problem, right? This is where we're seeing the issues of you having the GI tract of a 70-year-old man.
That's an exaggeration.
Sorry. A 70-year-old man probably would have gotten better at some point. So yeah, probably let's say like a 55-year-old man.
My GI tract is much more supple than a 75-year-old man.
And on the Patreon, we'll be proving that. Anyways, the sex differences there. Males appeared more likely than females to spend 6 minutes or more on the toilet, which must be very gender-affirming.
Interesting, because they tested like a group of like older people. Assumably older gentlemen have more issues with that sort of thing than older women do because of like prostate related stuff.
Yeah, actually, that's so true.
So maybe
they
that
didn't
could...
that's some institutionalized sexism right there that they didn't account for that.
Not for not putting prostates in the bum of every woman.
Yes, actually. My belief, Noah, is that science should be working on like forget curing cancer, okay? We don't need to worry about that. Forget solving diseases like malaria and all of that. Utter nonsense. We need to figure out how to get prostates into everyone on the planet, right?
Yeah.
That's what we need.
It's not fair if half the population has a G-spot up there.
Yeah, exactly. Give it G-spots for all.
Or maybe men are spending more time on the toilet because there is more stimulation of the G-spot.
To be fair, sometimes it does feel real good, you know? Sometimes you're like, you hit that spot, you're like, oh.
I always wondered.
I heard you listening outside the door, Noah.
Yeah, you seem pretty happy, my guy.
Every single time I like flush the toilet and then I hear you scurrying away.
Yeah.
I hear you, buddy.
Because I heard your gasps of elation.
There are some times where I forget to flush, right? And I open the door, whack you right in the face because you're still out there. You didn't know.
That was one of the hospital visits.
Did you try telling a doctor, no, I actually did run into a doorknob, you know?
When I become a regular.
So specifically... they say, oh, I've already read that out, so that's fine. But yeah, they said that 35% of these users acknowledged that their smartphone use resulted in more time spent on the toilet at least 1 to 2 times per week or more. And if we look at with the sort of hemorrhoids thing, they did all the sort of, like, they did a colonoscopy, and then they had two separate colonoscopists, or is it colonoscopists? Endoscopists. They had two separate endoscopists look at the data, look at the pictures to determine whether the people had hemorrhoids. So yeah,
the pictures of the butt.
Yeah, the insides of, yeah. So 43% of all respondents had hemorrhoids.
43% of all respondents?
Well, to be fair.
Did they take from a group of people that specifically had those problems or literally just a random group of people?
It was a group of people it was a group of people that were being screened for, what is it? Colonoscopies, yeah. So they
so they would also, they would be more likely
there's a higher
than the general
yeah.
population. Okay, cool.
Yeah, no, it's not like 43% of all people have hemorrhoids, right?
That's really validating.
No,
really reassuring.
Don't take that away from them.
You know?
Yeah, so the discussion, they say, the findings from the study suggest that there's an increased prevalence of hemorrhoids among people who use smartphones while sitting on the toilet. Furthermore, smartphone users spent considerably more time on the toilet compared to non-smartphone users, with many spending more than 5 minutes per toilet visit. They say the pelvic floor thing that I was telling you the other day, that you beat me, all those things, you know, all the slurs that you said. I think you, like, quite literally tried to put a cigarette out in my eye.
It just looks so darn wet.
Luckily, I was wearing my contacts, so all you did was melt some plastic into my eyelid, thank God. But it turns out I was right, so you didn't need to do any of that.
You live and you learn.
Yeah, but you're in it for the game, right? You're the love of the game.
The love of the game, yeah.
Yeah, no, so the idea here being that, like, there's not just, it's not necessarily straining, but, like, sitting on the toilet where there's a hole underneath your pelvic floor, and so, like, you know, it's kind of that sort of negative space,
yeah.
Right? Means that there's nothing holding up, whereas we're sitting in a chair right now and my butthole is very comfortably being supported by the Captain America cushion beneath me.
Mine's very comfortable too, yeah.
Exactly, right? Whereas if we're on a toilet, there's a big gap there, and so it's basically just putting more pressure on those hemorrhoidy kind of areas. And hemorrhoids are like the kind of lumps from like blood vessels and stuff, you know, kind of popping out and everything, right?
So what you're saying is sitting on the toilet is essentially the equivalent of getting a Hoover and sucking your bum through it.
Which we have weaned you off of, yes. So I think maybe cutting down your time on the toilet would probably help your hemorrhoids. Because remember how good you felt after, like, you know, your last Hoover session? After you stopped it?
Good is not how I would say it, but yeah.
Yeah, well, the Henry definitely felt a lot happier after you stopped.
Hey, Henry was hungry, man.
You don't understand. I had to take Henry to therapy, okay? It was not pretty.
We'll
right?
just get a Harry next time. Don't worry about it.
Why not a Hetty? Why not a Hetty, Noah? Huh?
I don't want to put a lady Hoover on my bum hole. That feels sexist, misogynistic. I don't want... They go through enough.
I will say, actually, they're being like a girl version of Henry Hoover. I just realized Americans have no idea. We're just talking about Henry.
A Hoover is a vacuum. You use it to clean your house. In the UK, there's these little red cute ones with faces and names.
Called Henry.
Or Harry or Henriette.
Hetty.
Hetty?
Yeah.
Hogart. Would be a good one. Hugo. Get a real gremlin looking one.
Maybe that person making that TikTok had a point. We do name things silly things.
Yeah.
It doesn't... Like, it's only when I remember American audiences that I'm like, we are very odd. We're weird. I'm weird. I'm a weird guy. See this Hoover? That's weird. So, yeah. Sitting outside of a toilet environment is not necessarily going to cause it, but sitting on the toilet for longer is going to cause it. So if you don't use your phone and you try to just get in and out of there as quickly as possible, you'll probably be better off.
Yeah.
Yes, you might be bored for a couple minutes, but that was what life was like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
You were bored literally all the time unless you were like had something specific to do. So
I can't wait to have children just so I can teach them the art of being bored, and they'll outplay, outstudy, outwork every other child ever.
You realize that to do that, you also have to cut down your phone use.
That's fine. I look, you see how entertained I am by animals. I get distracted every 2 minutes. Imagine that with kids. They're people. No, they have memories and consequences. Like that, that's fine.
No, I get you. I get you. You mentioned the animal thing. This was a problem when we were dog sitting and then we were cat sitting. And both times we would be watching something and we'd have to pause it and go back 5 minutes because I'd look over and realize you were completely distracted by the animal that was sitting next to you.
They do things that are cute.
Yeah. So if you want to get off your phone, get a pet.
Bring a dog into the toilet.
It
wants to be in there anyway.
They
want to be there, so like, why not let them?
It's so uncomfortable because it's like you don't understand. And I guess like I do watch you go to the toilet as well, but that's because I have to clean up after you. If you had to flush the toilet, I'd let you in here, buddy. But like, you know, you wouldn't do that. Like your dad's dog definitely wouldn't learn to do that. She can barely lie down.
I don't think learn is something she is capable of. Full stop.
So true. So that's basically everything. The limitation of the study, obviously. It was only people who were going for colonoscopies who were 45 and up.
Yeah.
So if we were to look at people more in our age group, that'd be interesting because maybe you'd see even more smartphone use. But I think it's important to remember that if you see someone saying, oh, young people are using smartphones on the toilet. Yeah, young people being people in their bloody 50s, okay?
Yeah.
People in the 50s, old people, they're on Facebook or something.
They are only on Facebook watching AI videos of babies being saved by tigers.
My dude, I don't even want to tell you about the AI stuff I see from people in my family online.
Yeah.
It's Facebook is a place I go sometimes where I'm like, okay, I want to look on Marketplace. Let me just wade through this sort of mental war zone. You know, I'll maybe be able to get like a cheap lawnmower. But before I do that, I have to see my family saying the most insane thing that has ever been said.
Down with ankle socks. None of them. We've had too many. I don't want to see any of that.
A bare ankle is a dead ankle. Okay.
Thank you. You know what I'm saying?
Socks should be from above the ankle to below the knee. That's the only acceptable sock length. No tights either. Yeah. Tights? Uh-uh. Mm-mm. You're on a tight rope. I thought thin ice, but
that was yeah.
Yeah. Can we maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tight. Moving on. That's the end of the show, so I have nothing to move on to. Noah, is there anything else you'd like to say to the audience before we go? Too late, Noah. It's the end of the episode. You should have got it in sooner. I said it was the end of the show. Now it's the end of the show. But before we go, we'd like to thank all of our patrons and thank you for watching. Subscribe for new episodes every Monday and leave a comment. You can find the references in the description and find and contact us. It's SciGuysPod.co.uk.
That's SciGuysPod.co.uk. SciGuysPod.co.uk.
You can follow me at NotCorey everywhere.
You can follow me at NoFence everywhere, apart from Twitter, where it's NoFin Adams. No, I will not call it X. And TikTok, where it's the NoFence.
And you can follow us both to the Patreon.
Here we go.